I thought on this episode I would talk through the discovery process that alchemy uses to help better understand what it is that we're building. I think this is such an important process to go through because if we miss important things at this stage, we're going to miss a lot when we go to scaled manufacturing. Welcome to the Manufacture Houston podcast, where Houston's manufacturers come to share, learn, and grow. Brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. So let's talk about how we begin. So when we engage with a new customer, the very first thing we do is a discovery session with them. And this can be an hour long. It could be a few hours long, depending on the complexity of the project and the product that we're building for them. And so there's actually three processes or three steps that we go through in this discovery process. Let me walk you through the big chunks of them. But just as at a high level, we think about the product itself, its position in the marketplace, who it's for, et cetera. The second thing we think about, what are the winning edges? What's most important about this product that if it does, it's going to be very successful in the marketplace. And then the third thing we think about is how to move it from this discovery process into things like technical requirement setting and engineering file buildup and eventually a manufacturing strategy. So let me run you through these three steps. So the first thing is really understanding what the product does. Now, this may seem somewhat obvious or too simplistic, but what we've learned is that by asking questions around the product and its positioning in the marketplace and what problem it actually solves, we really start to refine the product itself. And so when we ask ourselves and our customers the problem or the problems that it's trying to solve, it leads to some really deep and rich conversations about what problems are in the marketplace, who is experiencing those problems, and will they actually pay to have these problems solved? So let me give you an example. So if we're building, let's say, a battery system for someone, and we spend a lot of time talking about a bunch of technical requirements, we might miss the real value that the product in its entirety is bringing to the marketplace. So for example, in the case of a battery system, it could be providing vital backup to certain kinds of needs within the home. So it's less about technical requirements and more about the problem that it's actually solving. The other part in this first stage that we think about is who the target customer is. And I mentioned this in a previous podcast. We really think about the ideal customer profile. And we, again, really push ourselves to define the ideal customer in as many ways as we can. And this is really critical because it helps us understand who the actual buyer of this product might be. So we might think in terms of demographics. It could be in terms of where they live. It could be the kind of other products that they use. The list can go on, but typically we find that there's about a half a dozen things that you need to, or half a dozen ways that you can describe the ideal customer profile. The other thing in this first segment is to properly identify the target market. And so, you know, sometimes it could be geographical, it could be based on other needs or other issues, but the right target market definition is vital. So in this first stage, we really think about the problems that the product or the problem the product is trying to solve, who it's trying to solve it for, the actual ideal customer profile, and then the target market. So this usually requires a fair amount of discussion that we have with our customers, and we go back and forth. And as I walk you through these other two steps, we'll come back to this very first segment because the other two steps can help refine the initial sort of table setting for the product itself. So step number two, or segment number two, is to try to determine the winning edges in this product. So, why is this important for a manufacturer to understand the winning edges? Well, I think the answer for us is really important. So, the more we understand about how this product can win, and I'll go into an example in a second, but the more we understand about how the product can win, the more we can orient the design and manufacturing strategy to deliver that particular winning edge. And so there's a bunch of different ways to try to get to this answer. We always start with sort of a broad brainstorming session about how the product is really good, what makes it better than everyone else's. Then we can use a perception map tool, and some of you have already seen a traditional perception map, and you can visualize this as a two-axis diagram. On one axis, it could be one attribute. On the other axis, it could be another. So, for example, it could be, one attribute might be size, small to large. Another attribute could be something like capacity, small to large. And you can think about a number of different things. We typically use more than one perception map because it's really hard to fit everything onto one perception map. And also, using more than one allows you to sort of be a little bit more creative in understanding the product. So let's say we use two or three perception maps with anywhere from 4 to 6 different attributes. Well, then once you've got those perception maps put together, you can start plotting where your customer's product is versus the competitors. And this is important because over time and a little bit of effort, you can start figuring out where is the white space, where is the opportunity for your customer's product to be very successful. So let me take you through an example that we discovered. We went through discovery and we're going through this process of perception mapping, et cetera. We found that while we were going through an understanding of a certain camera system that we were building, that the current design before we took it on was powered above a certain voltage level. Now, this created a problem. Primarily, the problem was that it required a qualified electrician to go install the camera. And so we discovered this as a potential problem. We also discovered it as a potential opportunity from a perception map exercise, and we ended up repowering the camera. We dropped it below 24 volts, which means that in just about every place around the country, you don't need a registered electrician to do the installation. So why is that a good thing? Well, it's costly to have an electrician. It's a pain in the butt to try to get an electrician out when you need them to install this particular type of a camera. And you just sort of reduce the friction for the end customer, that is our customer's customer, so they don't have to plan for another type of a person to come into their facility. So things like that aren't necessarily obvious until you go through some kind of rigorous process. The other part of winning edges that we dig into is an understanding of the go-to-market strategy. That is, how do you get this product out into the end customer's hands? Sometimes this is sort of a marketing or selling thing, but a lot of times, for us anyway, we think about things like installability and ease of delivery and those kinds of things. So let me take you back to the camera example. So one of the go-to-market issues that we identified in this exercise with the customer was that the technicians, our customers' employees who were installing these systems, had to do a bunch of configuration work on the cameras, sometimes in their hotel rooms prior the night before the installation to make sure that everything was working. So the way we handled that was we decided to create a process where we would validate the sound operation of the camera, and this involves a multitude of steps. So we did this at our shop, and we're certifying these cameras to make sure that they are actually working before they get shipped to the customer location. So we made the installability of this camera system, we think, a little bit easier and remove some of the friction in doing it. So understanding the go-to-market strategy, at least through sort of delivery and installation is an important part of manufacturing. So I'm hoping that you're seeing how going through this process, getting pretty deep with your customers starts to identify design and manufacturing opportunities for you to create more value for your customers. So that's steps one and two so far in the discovery process. The final step is where we really start to set up for later overall steps in the way that we work with our customers. So in the third step, we start setting up things like developing technical requirements documents and engineering files, which include drawings and quality plans, et cetera, and then finally manufacturing and supply chain planning. We don't do a detailed set of documents in the discovery process, but we at least start thinking through that with our customers, because that this part of the consideration allows us to circle back to other parts of the discovery process where we can sort of challenge ourselves and revalidate customer problems and winning edges. So it's really important that we sort of go back and forth as we develop a really sound and well-documented discovery document or discovery file for our customers. So this is the very first step that we take once we want to win a piece of business. It's hard to do this for a sort of a smaller project or a smaller customer engagement, but we find that when we're really trying to dig in with a long-term customer and we're really trying to find ways to create the most value for them, doing a discovery process, following the three steps that I've outlined here is absolutely critical. So anyway, if you'd like to learn more, please reach out to me. I'm happy to walk anyone through this process. It's pretty rigorous, as I mentioned. It takes effort, but it is absolutely worth it. Thanks, everyone. This has been the Manufacture Houston podcast, brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. If you'd like to be on the show or want to recommend someone to get on the show, just reach out to me on LinkedIn. MUSHKHAN, Mushkan. I look forward to hearing from you.